AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Yet another hurricane is bearing down on the Gulf Coast. Dan Brown at the National Hurricane Center says Zeta is targeting Louisiana.
Landfall is likely to occur either late this afternoon or early this evening. The storm is moving quite quickly, so it will be moving through fairly fast.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says a fast-moving storm may be a good thing.
That's one of the reasons why we don't think there will be as much rainfall.
Life-threatening storm surge and strong winds are expected from Zeta. Fire crews in Southern California are trying to keep up with extreme conditions that are setting off wildfires and evacuations. Captain Michael Critchfield is with Orange County Fire.
The wind is the biggest problem, so Mother Nature controls that, so we just try to do what we can. But the wind's going to be what controls and dictates what happens with most of these fires.
Southern California Edison is defending its decision to avoid a widespread blackout before the fast-moving wildfire erupted in the area. Admiral Brett Girard, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says more testing is not the reason coronavirus cases are spiking.
The cases are going up. It's not just a function of testing. Yes, we're getting more cases identified, but the cases are actually going up. And we know that, too, because hospitalizations are going up.
It was on NBC's Today Show. President Trump has been saying the U.S. is rounding the turn on the pandemic. With 6 days to go before Election Day, the president will be in Nevada and Arizona today. Joe Biden is in Delaware. People at a campaign rally held by President Trump last night in Nebraska had to wait in the frigid cold for hours after it ended before they could get back to their cars. Shuttle buses were unable to get back to the venue. In Tennessee, a school bus driver was killed along with a 7-year-old girl after a utility vehicle swerved into their lane and crashed. 5 children were airlifted to a regional hospital. 2 were taken by ambulance. This is AP News. For the first time since 1988, the Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champion. They won Game 6 of the series with Tampa last night 3-1. Corey Seager is the World Series MVP.
We scored runs when we needed to. We were in big places. I mean, you can't say enough about what we did this year.
The Dodgers' Justin Turner received word during the game he tested positive for the coronavirus. He was taken out of the game. Meantime, back in Los Angeles.
After all the 3 years of going to the World Series and then finally making it, it's wonderful. I'm like, I can finally rest.
Stephen Giovanni says this is big for all L.A. sports fans.
Our beloved Kobe died, and Kobe is a guy who, you know, it doesn't matter what sport he was, basketball, baseball, it stems deeper than that. It comes like an L.A. bond. So for us to win, the Lakers to win, and us to win, it's like, you know, it's almost as saying, like, something bad happens before something good happens.
The series was played in Arlington, Texas. Ed Donahue, AP News.